tomato and vodka pasta sauce. Everything else can wait. Save 20% on Waitrose number one. Waitrose, food to feel good about. Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Excludes products within the number one meal deal.
At NatWest, we're on the charge to get more small businesses up and running. Getting them off the ground, into their stride, and achieving more than they thought possible. In fact, we've helped more businesses get started in the last year than any other UK bank. Ready to join them? Search NatWest Business. Tomorrow begins today with NatWest. Proud partner of Team GB. To verify, email check it at natwest.com.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Four Israeli defense soldiers have been killed and more than 60 others were hurt after a Hezbollah drone attack on an army base in central Israel. The militant group says it was retaliating after strikes in Beirut killed 22 people on Thursday. Our international affairs editor Dominic Waghorn says Israel's advanced air defense systems mean it's rare for so many people to be injured by drones.
It appears to be the biggest mass casualty event in Israel itself since the war began. And this was a war that began on October the 7th, but spread to another front when Israel invaded Lebanon 2 weeks ago.
A man's been arrested after trying to get into a Donald Trump rally with a shotgun, a loaded handgun and fake passports. The 49-year-old was stopped by security officials at the event just outside Los Angeles. The Prime Minister is expected to unveil deals worth billions of pounds at his first international investment summit in London later. They'll be focused on AI, life sciences and infrastructure. Alex Salmond's family have described him as a formidable politician who led us to believe in better following his death at the age of 69. Scotland's former First Minister suffered a suspected heart attack shortly after making a speech in North Macedonia on Saturday. These people have been reflecting on his legacy.
He was a very good politician.
He was a Scot through and through, and very sad to see him go.
I didn't agree with his politics at all. Not the Scottish National Party at all. He obviously lived for it. He had a passion for it.
One in three of us say we're financially worse off now than we were a year ago. The most common things we're cutting back on are dining out, takeaways and leisure activities. England recovered from defeat to Greece in the Nations League at Wembley with a 3-1 away win to Finland last night. Later, Wales looked to continue their unbeaten start under Craig Bellamy against Montenegro in Cardiff. And strictly professional Katja Jones has defended her dance partner after a viral video from Saturday's show caused hundreds of people to suggest he'd made her feel uncomfortable. Welsh opera singer Wyn Evans slid his hand around her waist, which she pushed away. Katja says it was a silly joke between them. Some rain around this morning, especially in parts of Scotland, but drier and brighter elsewhere. Highs of 16 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Where nature meets classical.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
Start your day the natural way.
In the Park on Magic Classical. This is Magic Classical. With your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park.
On Magic Classical.
Thank you. In the park for this morning, coming to an end with Lang Lang, playing In Paradisum from Fauré's Requiem. Back in the park tomorrow morning, as usual, from 5 a.m.
Introducing the Volkswagen Approved Used Sale. And with so many models on offer, you'll be hearing a lot of this.
Ooh, the Polo. No, the Tiguan. Wait, the Golf.
Or this.
The ID4 or ID5.
Or just...
a flip a coin.
Get £500 towards your finance deposit across the range of approved used Volkswagens with 13.4% APR representative on Solutions PCP and 2 years servicing included. Sale ends Friday the 18th of October at participating retailers. So pick your favourite before it's gone. Search Volkswagen Approved Used. Indemnities may be required. Vehicles up to 8 years. Excludes ID3 models over 3 years. 2 years servicing limited to 2 consecutive services. Volkswagen Finance.
Liam couldn't wait to sing his wedding vows. Luckily, he saved on interest and got everything he needed with his Barclay card, including a brand new head mic and a live band. Could it take some time to do the things we never had? What you buy is your business. Helping you pay less interest is ours. Barclay card. Make money work for you. 24.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply. For offer length, visit barclaycard.co.uk.
But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatised by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Alex met Sam at nursery. They were first loves. They built forts together, shared sandwiches in high school, and were each other's first kiss. They were the dream couple, until Sam got into EDM music. While Alex enjoyed folk. First loves are kind of like your current account. If they aren't working for you anymore, maybe it's time to switch with the current account switch service.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories, they're sour. 4 Israeli soldiers have been killed and dozens more injured after a Hezbollah strike on an army base. The Lebanon-based militant group says it wanted to cause maximum destruction in response to Israeli attacks on Beirut. Our international affairs editor Dominic Waghorn says Israel's advanced air defence systems mean it's rare for so many people to be injured by drones.
It appears to be the biggest mass casualty event in Israel itself since the war began. And this was a war that began on October the 7th, but spread to another front when Israel invaded Lebanon 2 weeks ago.
An inquiry into the 2018 Salisbury poisonings will open later. Hearings will examine the death of Dawn Sturgis, who came into contact with a perfume bottle containing the nerve agent Novichok after the attempted assassination of a former Russian spy. Police don't believe a man who was stopped outside a Donald Trump rally in California with 2 guns intended to kill the former president. The 49-year-old also had fake passports and used a homemade driving license on his car. Alex Salmond's family have described him as a formidable politician who led us to believe in better following his death at the age of 69. Scotland's former First Minister suffered a suspected heart attack on Saturday. A murder investigation is continuing after a man was shot in East London. The victim, believed to be in his 30s, was found during the early hours of yesterday morning in Barking. No arrests have been made yet. England's interim manager Lee Carsley says he definitely isn't ruling himself out of the permanent position of manager after a 3-1 victory away to Finland in the Nations League last night. But Carsley says the role deserves a world-class coach.
It's a privilege to do this job. I feel really well trusted. That's why, you know, it was so tough the other night to lose a game and, you know, have a defeat. But the response has been good.
Tonight, Wales look to continue their unbeaten start under Craig Bellamy against Montenegro in Cardiff. And Belfast Grand Central Station will have its first proper rush hour this morning, with many commuters getting to see the new station for the first time. It's after rail services started at the new multi-million pound transport hub yesterday. The station is the largest transport facility on the island of Ireland. Rain around this morning, especially in parts of Scotland, but drier and brighter elsewhere. Highs of 16 degrees. That's the latest.